We filed the application at High Court, in which we are seeking that the High Court declare that the appointment of the two, Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Michaela Mzuri, was not in accordance with the MDC Constitution.
When will it be heard?
Mr. Tsvangirai, together with Mrs. Nelson Chamisa and Ms. Elias Mzuri, have for 10 days to respond to the application to which we have actually served them this afternoon. So the progress of this case will be known in 10 days' time.
From your own reading and understanding of the MDCT Constitution, what does it say exactly about the appointments of such senior positions by the MDCT leader?
Without necessarily preempting the contents of our matter that is already before the court, the substance of our argument is that the position of the deputy president starts with the nomination of the person who could be the office of the deputy president from the provinces. And then at the Congress of the MDC, that is when the two then be elected. So they has to start with a provincial nomination and then followed by a congressional election. The deputy president's position is never an appointed position in the MDC Constitution.
But Mr. Tsvangirai and his surrogates are arguing that these appointments are above board.
Mr. Tsvangirai must understand that the party has got a constitution, and the constitution provides that the provinces have to nominate the deputy president, and the Congress has to vote. Surely all these powers cannot rest in the hands of one person. And after all, we have a constitution that is there. The last one that was amended in 2014, November, in the last Congress.